Shinsa the Aleph Sif Beis. The Mechaber discusses a case where there's one Yiddish Chatzar in a Goyish city. Many Mevois, many Chatzaris, the Goyim live in, and there's one Chatzar Yidden live in. So other Yidden happen to come to town for Shabbos, and they stayed in the second Chatzar in the city. So do we say now it's considered like we had in the previous Sif, there was two Yiddish Chatzaris in the city, say Asra each other, and they have to Shtub Mevois and Schir Shush from the Goyim, or not? So the Mechaber says since this other group of Yidden that came by, they're really just guests passing through that happened to be here for Shabbos. So they blab like an Uruch. An Uruch, a guest, does not Aser. Mishtabura says we had similar by Uruch Chatzeris, that we have a Yid who's living in the Chatzar with Goy, with Goyim. Another Yid comes for Shabbos, stays in a different house, since it's only a guest, an Uruch, instead of he doesn't Aser, Uruch does not Aser on the Baal Bayis, on the Yid who lives here. And the same thing over here, the Yidin from the second Chatzar, they have to be in the second Chatzar here for Shabbos, they did not Aser the Mavi, the city, on the Yidin from the first Chatzar, live here long term, because Uruch does not Aser. And therefore, there's no need for Erev Chatzeris, the Shtuf Mavois over here, or if they didn't have within their own Chatz, no need for Erev Chatzeris, to make their own Erev Chatzeris, there's no need for Shtuf Mavois in the whole city. And they can metalto, the people who live here can metalto, and Mr. Brewer says that Pashtus, that the guests also can metalto. Morgan of Rome holds that the guests cannot metalto, there's no Shtuf Mavois, only the people who live here could. But the Mr. Brewer says that we go to the Shulchan Aruch, like we had previously, Simish and Ayin, that everyone's allowed to carry now, Mibayis the Chatzar, Mibayis the Mavi. In all cases of here, since the Aruch does not Aser, rather it's considered tough with the Baal Bayis. Mishtabura says that the city is broken up properly into two, and this Chatzar and the other Chatzar where the Yidin are staying temporarily have no relationship with each other. So then, those guests who are here in the other Chatzar, they are not considered related to us, they're considered separate, and they're not both with the Yidin live in this Chatzar. And they can Aser to be Talto each on each other in their own Chatzar over there, there's no need for Shtuf Mavayis, because they're all in the same Chatzar, but we need Erev Chatzaris amongst the guests if they're staying in different bathroom in the Chatzar. Mishavur also says that this thing that a guest is not Aser, some say it's only if he doesn't come here on a regular basis. If he comes here often, like people used to come to town for the Yirid, for the markets, special times the market was open, certain special times of the year, the Yirid, people would come to Kfiyas, let's say twice a year for the Yirid, or a certain frequency for the Yirid, whenever they came, it was considered a Kfiyas. And as soon as they come, they Aser, because we know they always come for the Yirid. But the Mishavur says other places, Kermeko, as long as they're here less than 30 days, per stint, per visit, they consider a Ka'erich, they're not Aser. Simon Shin Sadi Beis. The law is even for a city. The Mechaber says, if we say that it was a kingdom of a Yochid, the Mishpura says either one person built himself and he rented it out to the Rabbim, or he sold it to other people and he kept himself the roads and the streets still belong to him like the kings do, or even if he sold everything to the Rabbim, but the name of the original Bialim who built it is still known, everyone knows, there's plenty built the city over here. So he can make one big Erev, one big Shtuf Mavois, as long as they're proper, he said proper Tikkunim, proper Mechitzas, that everyone could carry in the whole city together. The same thing if it was a city that was right away a city of a Rabbim. So whether it belonged to Yochid and you sold it to Rabbim, or it was right away belonged to Rabbim, if it right away belonged to the Rabbim, as long as it has one Pesach where you come in and out of the city at one end, it's still also like one big Shituf. However, if the city right away was a Kin Rabbim, not as a Kin Yochid that became Rabbim's, rather right away was a Rabbim's, and it has two Pesach with two entrances to go in and out of the city, one on one side, one on the other side, then you cannot make a Shituf on the whole city together. You have to leave one part, even one Chatz, one Bayis, that's not part of the Shituf Mavois of the rest of the city, and where the people from the rest of the city will not carry there, and the people from there will not carry to the rest of the city. And even if you take this ear, which started off as the Ish Rabbim, and you sell it to a Yochid, and becomes a Yochid, since it started off as the Ish Rabbim, you cannot marry the whole thing together. It's exactly, people forget about the Teres Rabbim, the Teres Erevim.